This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks again for joining us here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are visiting with Dr. Christine Eros, physician and founder of Eros Beauty and Wellness in San Diego, California. She is here to speak with us about SculpSure. Dr. Eros, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
And you're most welcome, and looking forward to hearing more about this procedure. So for starters, what is SculpSure and how does it actually work?
Well, SculpSure is a recently FDA-approved laser heat therapy that destroys fat cells permanently. It uses a specific wavelength that targets the fat cells that are subcutaneous, meaning under the skin. By using that wavelength, it targets those cells and starts to basically disintegrate them. And over the course of the treatment, usually the treatment is about 25 minutes long, you can expect about 24% of those fat cells to be destroyed. The body will then take them up into the system, into the lymphatics, through the liver, and out through the kidney, and they're gone forever. So it's a great method for getting rid of that unwanted fat underneath the skin that just won't go away despite how much you exercise, how many sit-ups you do. And now it's FDA approved for several parts of the body, which is really great.
And Dr. Eros, what is the difference between cool sculpting and SculpSure, and why would someone choose one over the other?
Well, SculpSure, like I said, is a heat-based laser, whereas cool sculpting uses a process called cryolipolysis, and that means that it freezes the fat cells. It does destroy them. What the device does is sucks up the area that's being treated and holds it there until it's quite cold enough to destroy fat cells. You probably need multiple treatments of that area, and it usually takes about 1 to 2 weeks for recovery after the treatment. And it could be quite uncomfortable during that time. The thing is that it doesn't target only the fat cells. Unfortunately, the skin and all the surrounding tissues are being cooled at the same time. So therefore, people can end up with some sort of nerve discomfort afterwards or ongoing pain after the treatment. Once you do the treatment, you're required to have a vigorous massage to get rid of those fat cells that have been destroyed. So by choosing SculpSure, you're avoiding the downtime, you're avoiding the pain, the ongoing pain, and the treatment is only 25 minutes. There's also no sucking up of the area. The pads lie flat against the skin, and people tend to be much more comfortable with this style of procedure.
And what could one expect from a SculpSure procedure, and is there preparation or aftercare required?
Well, when you first have the SculpSure pads placed on you, you'll begin to feel a cooling sensation. And then slowly the heat increases over a 4-minute period until the person is feeling a deep warmth or a tingling sensation, or even a pinching sensation with intervals of cooling. So it kind of, the warmth peaks and then it comes back down, and then there's a cool exposure that the person feels. And then the provider makes sure that it's not too uncomfortable. So it's very important for the patient, the client, to be able to tell the provider, you know, hey, it's too hot, it's too cold. So there's always conversation going on during the treatment. There's really no preparation done prior to coming in for the procedure, other than it's best not to be on any anti-inflammatories, things like Advil, Motrin, ibuprofen, because we want that inflammation to actually work to destroy the fat cells. So it would be best not to take that. Any people who've had a procedure in which you are numb in a certain area, let's say you've had surgery and that area is still a little numb from recovery, I would say it would be better to wait and have sculpture done when you're completely healed. We really need that person to be able to feel the area that is being treated so that we can get accurate feedback as to too hot, too cold, and therefore not cause any damage. And that's really all the preparation that is needed for this type of treatment.
And most helpful information there. Today we are joined by Dr. Christine Eros, physician and founder of Eros Beauty and Wellness in San Diego, California, here on eHealth Radio's Aesthetic Medicine Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So continuing on, are there any known side effects or complications with this procedure?
Luckily, not too many at all. You are able to get off that table and go off and do your normal activities. So it's a perfect lunchtime procedure. Within 25 minutes, you're in and out, and the procedure has been finished. You will feel some tenderness in the area that has been worked on over the next 1 to 2 weeks. And it feels something like heavy exercise. You've been exercising that part of the body, and it feels a little tender. Some people will get small nodules in the region, and for that, we ask people to massage a few times a day, and they will also resolve pretty quickly after that. If people are communicating with their provider as they're having the procedure, really there are no side effects afterwards because we're constantly adjusting and monitoring that the person is doing well. So it's great. The best thing about this is I really encourage people to go back to their exercise routine, which is really important. I would like to have people drink lots of water. If they have started a diet program, great, continue it. If they haven't, I'd highly encourage them to continue an exercise or start an exercise program and a diet program. Here at Eros Beauty and Wellness, we actually add a cleansing system to the sculpture procedure so that the person can get not only the aesthetics results of losing 24% of fat with the first treatment, but also decrease that visceral fat that people really want to get rid of.
And of course, the big question is, how long does it take to see results, and how long do these results last?
Yes. Well, our bodies take time to get rid of unwanted cells. So people will start to see results in about 6 weeks. In about 12 weeks, you'll see the final results. The lymphatics, as I said, will take up that destroyed fat, and that takes time. So I would give yourself some time. Have the treatment done. Come in 6 weeks and see what the results are, and then wait still another 6 weeks to make sure that that's the final result. It's really important, like I said, to stay hydrated and to live a healthy life right after that. The results are permanent. Once those fat cells are destroyed, they're destroyed. So that particular area of the body should not increase in size unless the person really puts on extra weight and there's visceral fat, meaning fat inside the body that's going to push out and bring that area back to a plumpness that they had before. Not because sculpture didn't work, just because there was other fat cells underneath that either were not destroyed or there's visceral fat that needs to be removed.
Well, Dr. Eros, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for bringing to our attention the ins and outs of Sculpture and the procedure. Where can listeners get further details on your practice there in San Diego, and how could also listeners be in touch?
Well, it's easy. They can just go on to my website, erosbeautyandwellness.com, and they can peruse all the different treatments that I have available, especially Sculpture and the weight loss program, which is, I think, a really good aspect of what we have here. It really helps people not only look good, but stay younger longer.
Again, Dr. Eros, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Nice to spend time with you.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Christine Eros, physician and founder of Eros Beauty and Wellness in San Diego, California. And to learn more, simply visit erosbeautyandwellness.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at ehealthradionetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.